Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these words be yours, Lord, and bless. Amen. The fugitive shepherd had taken his father-in-law's flock to a part of the wilderness he'd never been to before, to a place that every the locals call the Holy Mountain. So it's probably not surprising that he saw something there he'd never seen before. A bush burning madly, but not being burnt up. Now maybe it's a God thing. You know, when I was a kid, like 3 or 4, one of my earliest memories is when we lived in Texas and there was this oil refinery that had this big ball of flame that was always burning, day or night, constantly, and I could never look at that enough. My sister, she can care less, so maybe there's a guy thinking, maybe only half of us understand it, but we know why Moses would turn around and say, hey, I gotta go check this out, and he draws near. But there's more to it. The bush didn't just burn. Actually, the bush didn't speak. It was just an attention getter. God spoke through the bush. And he calls Moses by name. And he gives him a job to do. It's a great story. Most of us know it. But I think it's more than just a story about Moses. I really think it also serves as an example of what God would like to do to us. That it's up to us to draw near and draw close, to hear our names called by him as well. Because I truly believe that each and every one of us here who's decided to follow Christ have been called by God to do something. Now granted, it might not be as awesome of a task that he gave Moses. Moses, I want you to take on the most powerful nation in the world, get them to free all their Hebrew slaves, then wander around in a wilderness for 40 years, forging them into a people, giving them a new law and a new land. I don't think it's going to be that much. But I think he's got something in store for each and every one of you. And it might not be as big, but it might demand just as much. It could be going into church work. Could mean just teaching Sunday school. Could mean showing up and helping with some of the ministries to the homeless. Maybe it's just standing up to a bully at school. Maybe it's just being a friend to somebody who's hard to be a friend to. Maybe it's inviting your neighbor to worship. But whatever it is, I know God is calling you to do something. Each and every one of you. It's just the way God works. Really believe it. And often the only thing that's missing in God's call is the equivalent today of a burning bush that overrides our attention and draws us near to listen, to find out what's going on. Something that gets us to start listening to God. Whatever form it takes. It might be otherworldly or mundane. It might be spiritual or completely rational, explainable. But whatever it is that causes us to turn aside from our everyday pursuits and check out what God wants to be doing, and in particular wants to be doing through us, that's a good thing. So what might that be for you? I'll get back to that. First, I want to address what it is that God actually tells Moses. Take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. I mean, I'm kind of familiar with that line. You've heard the story. But sometimes we don't think of how odd that is for a first order from God to his people. Take off your shoes. I mean, in the desert? With all those sharp rocks and brambles and hot sand? I mean, I imagine there's this ooch, eech, ooch with every step of the way Moses following. And so I started thinking about this. Where else do we hear the phrase, take your shoes off? Here in Japan, where you take your shoes off outside of someone's house as a respect to the hospitality. You hear it in Canada,
all muddy, grit, grime, and snow, you leave your boots out the back door, eh? And then you can come in. You also see the sign of McDonald's Playland, you know? So you take your shoes off so you don't step on other people's fingers or toes. They don't like it when I do that. There's also Horace Holder Castle in the middle of Germany. There's this tour you can take where you have to take your shoes off, and as you walk across these parquet floors, they give you these lambs wool buffers to actually make the floor better. And of course, at the end of the credits rolling, the Beverly Hillbillies, the guy says, take your shoes off. I don't know why that's there. It's crit out. But I started to materialize as I thought about that phrase, take your shoes off, that maybe there's more to this shoe thing than we think. Because like I said, I really believe God calls each and every one of us. But once he's got our attention, and maybe before he clues us in specifically to what our assignment might be, I think it's he wants us to take our shoes off, metaphorically speaking. And I think I know why. And I want you to know why as well. Which means to understand taking your shoes off metaphorically, I want you to take your shoes off literally. So please, take your shoes off. And now, you know, taking your shoes off and just sitting there doesn't really do much. So what I want to do is, there's the greeting of peace part of our worship. We're going to do that now. So get up and greet one another in peace, saying, peace the Lord be with you.
Mud. We wiggle our toes, we dig them in, and take advantage of the fact that we don't have those barriers and buffers between us. I mean, we go through life with layers of canvas, material, leather or rubber, always keeping us from and protecting us from rain and the road and real life. And we are so used to living that way with our feet, we're so used to living that way with our faith, that this buffer, when it's removed, almost shocks us. Sometimes we even expect our faith to be like a shoe to protect us, to insulate us from any sort of adverse conditions. And we even become angry when that doesn't work out quite that way. In the gospel lesson, when Jesus says, take up your cross, it's taking a burden up and sharing with one another. It's exposing yourself to all the not-so-good stuff that life dishes out. We're not protected from it. We're immersed into it. That's what the incarnation is all about, is God became human to be a part of our world and all its ups and downs and ins and outs. Exposing himself to all the elements, completely, even unto death. And the third component you find out when you walk around without shoes is that you walk differently. When we take off our shoes, we don't walk the way we're used to walking. When we're barefoot, we lose some of our height, some of our support. It forces us to walk more on our heels, to walk a little bit more tentative. We have to watch where we step, lest we step on something or be stepped on. We have to be more careful where we go, which means we're more full of care for those around us. I like the way the prophet Micah talks about following God. He says, it's really a scroll through life. And he says, of all things, what does God demand from you? To do justice, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. And all these components are put there nicely. That vulnerability and sensitivity to what's around us leads to a kind of a change, an embracing of the unknown. The essence of shoeless holiness is living life as a walk of faith. Ever open to God's call, ever ready to change direction. Now back to the burning bush. Remember I asked you before, what might be the burning bush in your life? What might it be that captures your attention and draws you closer to God? I think that's a great question, but I don't think it's really the right question to ask. Maybe the question all of us shoeless followers of Christ Jesus needs to ask ourselves is, can I be a burning bush? Can my life, my lifestyle, my walk in life be compelling enough to get someone else to stop what they're doing and draw nearer to God? I mean, how many Moseses could there be out there that are just waiting to be drawn closer, turned aside from other pursuits, and come God because of what they see in us? And I know it's happened. I've had people tell me, you know, I came to church because I want what my girlfriend has. It seems pretty cool. Or I started reading the Bible because it gave my grandmother such great comfort. Or I pray every day now because I know my coworker never stopped praying for me. Could that be us? Lit on fire with the Lord, blazing brightly and never getting burned out? I sure hope so, because if that is true, and God uses us as burning bushes, then wherever we find ourselves, that's holy ground. All right, you can put your shoes back on if you want. You don't have to, but if you want. You can leave them up, perhaps finding yourself growing more and more comfortable with shoeless discipleship, to being exposed, to being cognizant of your intimate surroundings, to walking differently as you follow your Lord. Because remember, going barefoot, it's just a metaphor. Unless, like Moses, it changes your life, enabling you to change the world.
come to think of it, that's exactly what I want to have happen through you. And I pray it does. Burn away. God grant it. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus through life everlasting.